There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby. That's right. This man knows what's up.
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, it's starting to look a lot like Independence Day, even though it's still days away as we get started on this edition of Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. Hi, I'm Sean. Let's hang out. Next couple hours, you got time. I know you got time because I've been in traffic with you out there to traverse from the extreme western bound, well, beyond the western boundaries of Mobile to kind of center Mobile here at Airport N65, a good 48 minutes of travel. So it was... busy, to say the least, and I know people are calling in now. We can get y'all on the line at 343-0106, 343-0106. Can also touch the keys there, 343-0106, to send us a text on the Ascension Technologies text line. Could do that as well. And obviously a lot to do in this hour to talk about what the Supreme Court has been doing here at the wrap of their session, and it's... With, like, you know, Jeff and I talked about, with the exception of the redistricting, it's really been a big, strong play for the Constitution, in my opinion. It's really been, and we're going to go through that this hour. I'd love to hear from you, your reaction to rulings from yesterday and today by the Supreme Court on this Liberty Friday. We can call it that, right? But by the way, I think it's some, I don't know if he'll be doing the show. If it is, we may go to some of it. Word out that, President Bidenomics is upset with the Supreme Court, and they're upholding, in my opinion, of the Constitution. So he's going to wag his finger at them and chastise them. We've got a presser coming up at some point about that, so we'll get to it in real time. If it happens, if not, then we'll talk about it on Monday. All right, let's talk about those decisions that have come down. Obviously, what's getting the discussion right now is the loan repayment. And what I think is pretty interesting here on college loans, the loan repayment, the side note here, so watch for this, because I'm, by the way, remember when I told you all Pritchard Water would go into receivership, remember that? And people said, no, okay, it's getting ready to go into receivership. And I'm telling you this one right now, too, that this is a benefit for the inflationary pressures out there. As Jerome Powell's trying to tamp down the economy to try to deal with inflation out there, you know what? You take $400 billion back out of play. That might help a little bit on tamping down inflation. So let's go first here to a Supreme Court striking down the $400 billion student loan forgiveness. Here's the story from the Daily Mail. It said, justices rule, president does not have the authority to cancel debt of millions in another landmark ruling. Okay. Of course he does not. Of course he doesn't. I'm glad the Supreme Court saw it the same way. Of course he doesn't. This idea of politics, and it happens, listen, it happens on both sides. It's different versions, but people run and they're going to tell you how they're going to fix things for you. You know, one of the winning messages from now candidate, former President Donald Trump, is that he's going to fix this for you. Here's the grievances, and we're going to fix the grievances, right? And then from the left, it's going to be, listen, we're going to give you money. We're going to fix your problem. We're going to give you more money. We're going to keep you from having to pay your loans. That's the executive branch acting outside of what its job is, to execute the laws of the nation, right? It tries to, in so many decades and so many different presidents, tries to act like it is a legislative body, and it is not. Here's the story. Six justices ruled that Biden should not have gotten approval from Congress for his huge, should have gotten approval from Congress for the plan. Of course, because it's a legislative issue. The plan would have eradicated $10,000 in debt for borrowers earning less than $125,000. And here's the full story. Supreme Court struck down President Joe Biden's $400 billion student loan forgiveness plan in another bombshell decision. Justices ruled 6-3 Biden's controversial plan to wipe out debts for 26 million Americans at taxpayer expense was unconstitutional and an overreach of his executive power. Like I said, it's not the job of the executive branch. The landmark ruling on the final day of the Supreme Court's term comes 24 hours after justices decided colleges could no longer use race as a consideration in admissions. We'll get to that one, like we talked about it yesterday, but we'll get to it this hour as well. That plan would have eradicated $10,000 in debt for borrowers earning less than $125,000 and $20,000 for those with Pell Grants. But it was challenged by six Republican states and two borrowers who argued Biden should have sought approval from Congress for a plan using substantial taxpayer funds. Chief Justice John Roberts agreed and said in the majority opinion that a move requires that Congress speak clearly before a Department of Education secretary can unilaterally alter large sections of the American economy. See, because Congress, because that's where the power lies, unfortunately, in the genius of our founders. Remember, we're here in the orbit of Independence Day. The founders didn't want power to say yes or no at the will of a feather pen to be in the hands of one person. They had seen how that worked under a monarchy. They put the power in the hands of many out there. And so if you're going to try to change the face of the country, change the way the laws of the country work, you have to go through Congress. But in so many cases, and like I said, this has happened on both sides, that because either Congress has abdicated that responsibility, or there's just this rah-rah-rah for a singular purpose behind an executive branch to do things that are the job of the legislative branch. Goes on further in the story here and says millions of Americans haven't had to repay their loans for 3.5 years because of a COVID pandemic freeze. Borrowers will have to restart their payments in October and interest will start recurring in September. Biden's loan forgiveness has been a cornerstone of his presidency and the ruling will be a massive. That's his cornerstone. I may be right, but that's the cornerstone of the presidency. The ruling would be a massive blow to the administration that has sought to fight against the piling debt. The president is expected to address the nation regarding the ruling later today. Now, you've heard this discussion on the show for years. I think this hustle with student loans is a bad. I'm not happy people have these great big student loans and jobs that don't equal the money that it takes to pay them back. You know, I've talked about this from what it cost me to go to the University of Alabama. Way back, kids, arrived there in 1990, back in the 90s. Whoa, old days. And what it cost some decades later for my nephews to go to the University of Alabama. And I looked at the difference in money, and then I looked at the jobs available and what they paid, and I realized, hey, there's a big disconnect, that the cost of the education went way up, even though the job salaries did not. And this is because you have this guarantee of getting a loan, and therefore the universities continue to raise the price of admission because they know the people can get the loan for it. The free market is not at work there in the education system. Because you would hit a certain point, if these loans were not guaranteed, where people wouldn't have money to go to school, therefore they would have to lower the cost of school, therefore people then could have the money to go to school. It's how the market would work. People would make a decision that says, hey, I can't get a loan for that much money, and they're not going to give me a loan for that much money because this job I'm going to get is not going to pay me that much. So I'm on board with the spirit of something's rotten in Denmark here with the student loans and the way people are. But that doesn't mean at the wave of the feather pen, the executive branch just can, let me put it in some Sullivanese here, up and decide that they're going to do something like this. This is the Oprah effect. Everybody gets a car, right? Elect me, everybody gets a car. You elect me, I'm gonna go get you some money. I'm going to keep you from having to pay your debt. Goes on to say, for months, Biden's student loan blueprint has been at the center of a legal tussle, great word, with six Republican-controlled states and two borrowers. Iowa, Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Carolina said he had no legal authority to go ahead with the plan without the sign-off from Congress first. Biden used the 2003 Post-9/11 Heroes Act as justification for the program. It stipulates the Department of Education can waive student debt during a national emergency. Yeah, but that's over. Just because something sucks doesn't mean it's a national emergency. So we'll come back. I'm going to get your texts and calls on this and many other great victories happening the last 2 days for the Constitution.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Back 1220 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. I was jamming some John Philip Sousa marches during the break because I'm just that kind of cool guy. Yeah. Kids are always shouting out, "Hey, Dad, bump that Sousa on the iPod. That's good stuff. Make sure to get the good bass." Okay, they never say that, but sometimes Dad can do some things during a commercial break. So we'll get the text here. Yeah, but we'll run through some of these texts, and then we'll revisit some of what I believe have been some victories for the Constitution. And you know, and there's sometimes people wrap this up with, "Yeah, they're gonna get theirs. I'll show them." I mean, people say, you know, "Well, this isn't, you know, this isn't something I like. Therefore, it should be defeated." You need to look at it a different way and say, "This is something that's unconstitutional. This is outside the purview of the executive branch, or it's not constitutional, and therefore we uphold the rule of law." Maximus says, "What's up, Maximus? How are you, man?" Said, "No sympathy for the poor souls who had to pay back their loans. I paid them off 3 years ago. They can kiss it." You know, the deal is, we're in a bad place on student loans. I believe we have to have some change there. But that also doesn't mean that just because that, to put it in the, you know, technical parlance, it sucks, doesn't mean you can just have the executive branch act unilaterally like that without Congress. Don says, "Good afternoon, Sean. What a great day to be an amazing American patriot. Our Supreme Court, by definition, is finally giving us hope for this country. Giving us with a hope for this country a voice. But I do have a theory about this student debt loan debacle. I think it's a ploy by Democrats, knowing going into this it would never happen, but it could also backfire and bring out the millennial vote next year against the Republican Party. And just like Roe versus Wade did, the Democrats playing the Republicans. Once again, we have a lot of lazy youth in this country and a lot of dedicated, hardworking as well. What do you think the balance will be?" Okay. And, you know, and Don, it's that trap. It's the, you're right. It's the, you know, the Roe versus Wade trap. Okay. And you may be right. Maybe the kids unite. Maybe rock the vote version 14 or whatever. Who will be there? Is Pauly Shore still? Get Pauly Shore back and get the kids rocking the vote so they can vote somebody in that'll do what they want. But they got told they couldn't do what they want because the Supreme Court ruled on it. So, Don, you may be right. But to me, even if it was that trade, I'll take this trade. I'll take this trade because we upheld the Constitution. We throttled back this run to socialism, right? This governing, little g, governing ability of the judicial branch to affect what has gone through, in this case, executive branch, not even the legislative branch, and say, no, that's not the Constitution. So if it does have this kind of pendulum effect, which I don't know if it will, but I mean, there's a logical discussion you're making there. Even if it did, and it gave us another Democrat president, which I gotta have somebody else get in the mix here before I start getting worried about that. But they get another Democrat president, I do think that trade-off is worth it because we have upheld the Constitution in doing that. David says, "Generation Z learned a very valuable lesson from the Supreme Court today. Nothing is free, and don't trust the creepy old guy that says it is." Right. Texture here. "Biden can cancel all the student debt that he can afford to pay out of the money that he has taken from the foreign entities." You think he's at $400 billion? Think he's at $400 billion? I don't know. Michael in Mobile said, "It's so hot, I'm starting to smell like a pork rind." Well, Michael, that's... I that's probably not a bad thing. I mean, you know, it's out of things to smell like. I mean, pork rinds are good. Dirt digger Sean Biden can say the Supreme Court is wrong, but they followed the Constitution. They can't criticize him because it would be considered elder abuse. Oh, and speaking of, so here's the tweet from President Bidenomics. This came out 30, 40 minutes ago. It said, this fight isn't over. I'll have more to announce when I address the nation this afternoon. Okay. So this will be of interest whenever this pressure happens, what his go-around is going to be. He's going to have some kind of go-around here. So, and if he does that, and you believe in the court, which you might not, but if you believe in the court, and you believe the court made a sound judgment to what is constitutional, right, if you believe that, then the president of the United States just said, well, screw the Constitution, I got another way to do this, right? I mean, that's what he said, screw the Constitution. I mean, we'll see what he says in his remarks. Whenever they come on. But yeah, from his tweet here, this fight isn't over. I'll have more to announce when I address the nation this afternoon. Monty's saying Eastbound is a S show already. I'm sure that means I-10. Monty, if Airport Boulevard is any indicator, is a small, you know, barometer, a leading indicator of what I-10 Eastbound might be like, then God bless y'all going east, because I don't know. It was like Black Friday traffic on Airport earlier. No wrecks to be seen. And coming from west of the airport to here, 51 minutes to get to the opulent studios of FM Talk 106.5. Let's see here. Some of these I can read, some of these I can't. All right, Fire Dog said the left will talk about big oil, big pharma, and the military-industrial complex. The right needs to go after big education reform. Coming out of $200,000 in debt with a 17th century French art degree is useless. Free market here, but you know the people who are graduating will be at Starbucks. Yeah, listen, there's a, which by the way, I will continue to talk about the military-industrial complex too, and I'm a conservative person, but truth be truth. The problem is we have a government-saturated marketplace when it comes to the cost of education. I mean, the universities are going to say, okay, well, they're going to guarantee these loans, then bump up the cost of tuition, keep bumping it up. Let's get more facilities, let's get more professors, let's get more winning football coaches. Let's do this, and the people will pay for it, even though it's not tracking with the amount of money you get for that job. In a few circumstances, it is, but in majority, not. Like I said, that dichotomy between what it cost me to go and graduate from the University of Alabama, Roll Tide, and what it did my nephews, not that many years, I mean, not hundreds of years later, we're talking about 15 years later, 20 years later, is way out of whack, way out of whack. All right, David, Dan says, what David fails to realize is Gen Z does not learn lessons. Yeah, maybe, I don't know. We're back to the hot thing. That's good. That's good. We can run with this track. Jason says it was so hot I saw a dog chasing a cat and they were both walking. All these things remind me of my grandfather. This is beautiful. I love it. There's an unnamed texter here says it's hotter than a habanero's armpit. It's good. Oh, and a meme here about 303 Creative LLC versus Alenis. We're gonna get to this in a second. Buck says the military-industrial complex and big weather. Yeah, that's right. We had forgotten about big weather. Earlier in the week, we had talked about big weather. Jim, I'm sure you've heard this. If universities were required to co-sign student loans, they would do a better job of vetting and educating students. Explain that some more there. Like, you'd be co-signers for the parents on there? I mean, there's always going to be a situation where the child maybe doesn't have someone to co-sign or something like that. Listen, We can look at the core of this, though. What's rotten in Denmark, the core of this is the fact that the price of education does not track with the value of that education. That's the problem. Those two things don't line up. Elsewhere in the market, if you don't have interference from outside influences, the price for something tracks with the value of something in an economy. But it doesn't. in the case where you have these, you know, the government-backed loans coming in. Yeah, we come back, we will talk about this as we talk about this Liberty Thursday, Friday, as the Supreme Court has done a pretty darn good job of holding up what the founders wanted, in my opinion. Supreme Court rules in favor of the Colorado graphic designer who refused to create same-sex wedding websites. This is like the cake baker, the whole, that. And once again, about disjoining personal opinion from what is constitutional, this is a great thing. I don't like, I think it's fine for people to have, you know, if they want to go have same-sex weddings, that's fine. They have the liberty to do that. So does the other citizen have liberty to not make a website for it. Go to the news. Come right back. 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Once again, I was lost in the John Philip Sousa's greatest hits. His marches. Once a year, I want to bump the Sousa. It's this time of year. Oh, and one of the monitors here in the studio, I heard this morning. I know Dan and Dalton ran during their show that the government now saying that the Chinese spy balloon got no information while it was over our skies. Maybe that's true, or maybe that just sounds like what we'd say. Oh, yeah, we all were doing, there's nothing. You didn't get anything. You didn't get anything. It's probably why I don't have a place in Washington, right? I would have as a press agent for some department. I'd say, oh, yeah, y'all are stupid. Y'all didn't get anything. I don't know how to know if there's room for that in Washington or not. All right. On the text line, too, Adam, thank you, said the Bayway eastbound is fine. Westbound is solid back to Daphne. I don't know. So, Adam, I don't know why. It was, for my little barometer here, east and westbound airport was like berserker. I don't know. Brad said, can we discuss maybe having programs for teachers like they have for doctors? They can get education assistance if they spend their first few years in problem schools. Yeah, on the medical side, where they said, what's that show? Northern Exposure? Remember that show? I've consumed a lot of TV. I don't speak in TV like so many of my friends and coworkers do, because I mean I've seen some things, but I just, it's kind of hard for me to sit still long enough to watch it. But there are some shows. I mean, you can go through, you know, like Sopranos. I know every episode, and you know, Game of Thrones and Northern Exposure, Hogan's Heroes. There's a few of them out there, but I remember Northern Exposure. I don't know if I watched it because I liked the show as much. It was in Alaska. I thought that was kind of cool. But Janine Turner was in there, and oh my, Janine Turner. Just a second. Let's take a second for Janine Turner. Okay, good. Unnamed texter says they have made trillions of dollars of financial aid and student loans. Universities have gotten rich. Yes. And the universities, as they knew the guarantee was there for these students getting the loans at the ever-increasing price, they kept increasing the price. And the guarantees of the loans kept coming through. Brian, that's new. I have not heard that. Brian said it's so hot my fingernails are sweating. It's a new one. Paperboy says, how different does the University of Alabama look now compared to 20 years ago? It's a resort now, the village for the kids. Yeah, it really has. I mean, there was after I graduated within about a decade, there were some new places, but it didn't change that much. And then something happened there. Paperboy, you're right. And it was like, the Strip, let alone the expansion of the campus, but the Strip. It changed completely, and so did Tuscaloosa. I mean, we had, the rec center came in when I was a student at Alabama, and that was the big deal, the recreation center, right? You had the rec center, the workout stuff, the fields for like flag football and lacrosse and all that kind of stuff. That was the big move. That was probably took all 4 years I was there for that to happen. Maximus says Biden's going to expand SCOTUS, I bet. You know, I said this yesterday on that. What's the right number? Right number. You could say, well, it's arbitrary that it's nine. Yeah. I mean, it needs to be an odd number. But if we're going to have this exercise and people who think they should pack the Supreme Court, they say 20? Why shouldn't it be 50? Why shouldn't it be 100? Why shouldn't it be 5,000 people? Why shouldn't the court be 5,000 people? That's what I would ask. If you say we need to, tell me what then is the number that's right. I mean, does it need to look like another legislative body? No, because it's a judicial branch. Sorry. Do we need to, let's put 1,850 people in there. I mean, what's the right number? And you're right, Maximus, that may be where he goes with this. Buck says, it's hotter outside than the Farrah Fawcett poster Sean had on his wall as a boy. Oh, man, did I? I had the one where she was it a Corvette, red Corvette she was on? It was on the back of my door, so Mom couldn't see it. Because if the door was open, she couldn't see it. But when I closed my door, there was Farrah Fawcett on the, it was a Camaro or Corvette? I have to look that up. Oh, Dirt Digger, Sean, your hard work paid off. This station keeps us well informed. All staff and shows are the best. I told Dalton and Dan this morning, when I lose radio signal from the station, I can still be in the know with what's going on because of the Swiss Army Knife app of the FM Talk 106.5 app. Get it anywhere. Thanks for all you do. Thanks to you, Dirt Digger, for listening. Yeah, the app is pretty cool. And I know people have been checking in from all over the country, in the lower 48 and in Alaska. It's a good thing. Let's see. my fellow Sousa nerds are coming out here. This texture says, Sean, how do you contact John Philip Sousa? You answer on the Sousa phone. It's like, I appreciate that. Monty said, I gauged my comment based on the Cochran Causeway. Shannon says, Bayway East and West is running smoothly. However, oh, this is Hotel Shannon. Bayway East and West is running smoothly. However, traffic is building. What's a name texture here says, last time I was sweating this bad, I was trying to tell the truth in divorce court. Like on the TV show or actual divorce court? This Don says, hey, Sean, here's one for you. It's so hot. How hot is it? We need to just have it recorded. When you say it's, you know that's the response, right? The call out and response. How hot? How hot is it? It says, hey, Sean, here's one for you. It's so hot in Alabama. Nick Saban called Hugh Freeze and wanted to borrow some of the bottled water for practice. Silverdale Tony, how can he add more Supreme Court justices without the House? Exactly. But obviously, he's not a big fan of the Constitution, right? So, I mean, the Supreme Court comes back and says something is not constitutional. He says, wait, I'll go around that. The Mariner says, unfortunately for the entire tradition of the University of Alabama and Alabamians in general, Saban and winning happened. I don't know if that's a bad thing. It was a good thing. Texture, why do judicial branch offices in Alabama run in partisan races when the judicial branch is supposed to be nonpartisan? That's one at a state level. You know, it's not done, you know, at federal level, even though it's, you know what kind of judges they're talking about. I don't know why that happens at a state level. I don't know. Unnamed texter, I do not know. Hey, look at this guy. Dalton, checking in on the text line, said, if you tell yourself it's only 35 degrees Celsius, it doesn't feel so hot. Yeah, because Dalton knows that I'm a dummy when it comes to metric system. It takes me, I can't do it on the fly. And then Ricky says the Republican Party is dead. Fire all of them. And who would you put in? I mean, like I said, it's not that I'm going to say that Republican Party is perfect, but who, if you remove one thing, what do you replace them with? All right, I want to get to this one here as we talk about the victories for the Constitution here. And this is not, for some people, this comes from a place where they're like, we need to make it hard for gay people to get married. I don't care, y'all. I just don't. That's, you know, and it puts me at odds with lots, y'all. This is not about something like, oh, we're going to keep gay people from getting married. Gay people, go get married. They got the liberty to go get married. At the same time, people have the liberty to have their own opinions and say they're not going to work for them. We've talked about this forever. I finally feel like, you know, all those years of squawking about this, that you're like, yeah. Now Supreme Court says it too. U.S. Supreme Court held that the Colorado graphic designer who wants to make wedding websites does not have to create them for same-sex marriages. In a landmark decision that pits the interests of the LGBTQ non-discrimination against the First Amendment freedom. In a 6-3 decision issued today, 6-3, y'all, and not a 5-4, 6-3, High Court ruled in favor of artist Lori Smith, who sued the state over its anti-discrimination law that prohibited businesses from providing sales or other accommodations to the public from denying services based on a customer's sexual orientation. Justice Neil Gorsuch authored the majority opinion, which said, quote, in this case, Colorado seeks to force an individual to speak in ways that align with its views but defy her conscience about a matter of major significance, end quote. Oh, it goes on to say, Gorsuch continues, but as this court has long held, the opportunity to think for ourselves and to express those thoughts freely is among our most cherished liberties and part of what keeps our republic strong, end quote. Okay, Gorsuch goes on, but tolerance, not coercion, is our nation's answer. The First Amendment envisioned the United States as a rich and complex place where all persons were free to think and speak as they wish, not as the government demands. Hell yes. Sorry. Because Colorado seeks to deny that promise, the judgment is reversed, he concluded. Now, once again, this is not like, this gets wrapped up for so many people in their feeling on a same-sex marriage. It could be anything. Do you have, as an individual citizen, the right to say no? And this discussion came up during the vaccine debate, too. Can you say, because if you are told that you have to do this or go out of business, then the government is enslaving you to do something that you are not willing to do. Coming right back. News is next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 12:50, FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, heading into this precursor to the Independence Day holiday weekend. For some people, it's starting right now. Looks like it on the streets out there, and it's probably just get more and more busy as we go through the afternoon. Take a second here and make an appointment for maybe next week, or if you're taking the week off, the week after, to get rid of the junk. And it's junk could be, it could be a storage unit you pay on every month, and you know that the majority of stuff in there you haven't need. If you haven't needed the stuff in like a year or two, why are you storing it, right? Or maybe you have junk. Maybe, you know, there's carports and garages. These things are designed to put cars in, to put vehicles in. I know it's a commonly misunderstood out there because they seem to just be a repository for junk. You want to get those things cleaned out? You want to get junk out of the backyard? You got a house you're getting ready to sell? You want to get junk out? Whatever. You need my friend Trey. So that's Trey Bennett, homeboy Trey. And he and his crew have been doing great work for 15 years in Mobile and Baldwin County getting rid of junk. And it's easy to do. Here's the thing. You can be doing it right now. If you got just a second, you could go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or you could pick up the phone. The name is the number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and call them. And they'll find out a day that you want to do this, a window of time that you want to do this in, and then they will show up. And all you got to do is walk around and point at the junk you want gone. They're going to quote you a price on the spot. And if you want it done right then, you say yes, they get it done, and it's gone, and it's out of your life forever. You got junk. It's in your way. You've been wanting to get around to it for a long time. Well, get around to it now. Make that appointment today to get 1-800-GOT-JUNK to get rid of your junk online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. So many pictures coming in. I appreciate that. This is good. All right. So... Terry says, would you make an African-American make something for a Klan group? I wouldn't imagine. But you know what? Maybe some enterprising person could say, yeah, to heck with it. I'll take their money. You know, whatever. But it's just a liberty. And I know what you're saying, Terry. It's the liberty to have an opinion, a First Amendment expression, and not be required by government to do something that you're not willing to do. I mean, it was part of the vaccine debate. And it was even more in the vaccine debate. And another thing, let's move from idealistic to pragmatic for a second. Let's say that there were no people out there that would make a website for a same-sex marriage. Still, I'm running up against the rule of law and the Constitution. But let's say if we wanted to argue it there, if for some reason there was something that every web designer out there had a problem with same-sex marriages and people that, a gay couple wanted to get a website made for their wedding, couldn't get it done because there wasn't a person in the country that could do it. At least at that point, I still would kind of be a stick-in-the-mud constitutionalist, but we could have a discussion, be like, what the heck are these people supposed to do? They want a website for their wedding and nobody will do it. But it's not like there's not people who will happily do it. My thing is not with the same-sex marriage. My thing is with the liberty of the person that says no. You know, in this case, it's Colorado. This is where the story came out of. And you've got Lori Smith, who said she wasn't going to do it. It's not like they couldn't go to the next web designer down the street and get it done either. No, it's government, in Colorado's case, wanting to force somebody, a citizen, to go against what they believe and do the bidding of the government. And whether they do, you know, they argued this because of Smith's deep faith and all those things, but it could be very shallow faith. I don't care. It's the individual liberty of the citizen to say no. Goes on further in a story from Fox News, said the high court's majority stated that under Colorado's logic, the government may compel anyone who speaks to pay, who speaks for pay on a given topic to accept all commissions on that same topic, no matter the message, if the topic somehow implicates a customer's statutorily protected trait. Taken seriously, that principle would allow the government to force all manners of artists, speechwriters, and others whose services involve speech to speak what they do not believe on pain of penalty. End quote. Goes on to say the case, 303 Creative LLC versus Alenis, drew national attention as it featured competing interests of the First Amendment right to free speech and non-discrimination against the LGBTQ community. The law known as the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act prohibits businesses providing sales or services to the public for denying services to someone based on their identity. Now, and here's the part. You can go, and I haven't even opened up, refresh the text line here. And you can line up because there's so many of the arguments remain. Well, Sean, if you believe that, do you believe that this would be okay or that would be okay or that would be okay? I think a lot of those things and those arguments that are levied against me, I think those things suck. And this is like my word of the day. I'm going to stop doing that. I think those are not great. I don't like the idea of people denying services because they don't like this group or don't like that group. But I still have to back the liberty of the individual that chooses not to do it. It's what makes us different. It's what this experiment, this republic that we're about to celebrate on Tuesday with a bunch of people violating flag code with their clothing, this is what we're going to celebrate. What a great time to have these rulings come down from the Supreme Court. Backing the right of the individual, the liberty of the individual. This is one of the warnings I have against populism, right? And I know populism is popular. And conservative populism, has got a real strong streak. But there's parts of when President Trump was in office, right? I mean, I'm an 80%er. I'm a 70%er Trump. There's so many things that he did so great, and I was like, this is great and good, and finally right-sizing this and doing this excellent work. But there are some times that he stretches into things that I go, you can't do that. These people have a liberty to do that, and this other person has a liberty to do that. And just because it's popular or unpopular doesn't mean you crank up the case bulldozer and run clean over the civil liberties of others. Grant says, preach, Brother Sean. Okay, I preach it. Yes, it was my sermon there. Preach, Brother Sean, tell the truth. Well, that's the truth. Oh, by the way, it's so Somebody just sent me this text. Did you see that, Leanna? I don't know if they heard me the other day. I don't know who this was, but it was on the text line here. They just said, it's so hot. How hot is it? My GPS mount just melted. Well, texter, or is that, who is that? Is that Grant? Okay, it is Grant. Hey, Grant, same thing happened to me with the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit. The suction cup mount that holds our rear view on there melted and fell off. Our suction cup melted in the vehicle. That's how hot it was. All right, coming back, hour number two of Midday Mobile in just minutes.